5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. Sports Rage, a late night. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. I am Gabe Morenci as we step up and in Wicked Wednesday edition of the program. We've got a full house here this evening with some regulars. It's like old school Rage reunion night tonight, as the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart makes a rare late night appearance. And Cam works hard for his money, and Cam doesn't like talking when he's not on the clock, and Cam Stewart's not on the clock in the middle of the night. And poor Cam actually agreed to come on. He's like, at what time? Like 3 a.m. He's like, I guess. He goes, yeah, I guess I could wake up and like, come on. And I'm like, no, like midnight. He's like, yeah, but midnight where? And he was extremely confused. But it's all good because he's hardcore and he's ready to throw it down with us tonight. I want to get his last second golf picks. RBC Heritage is teeing off in the morning. Want to get his last second picks. Babano will join us. So I was going to say we'll spend a segment or two with Babano, but then we'd only get like, hey, how you doing, Babano? Babano will hang out tonight. We'll get some picks from Babano. We got Major League Baseball news. And this is as close as we've been to knowing that Major League Baseball will be playing games. They will be playing games. I believe they're just trying to figure out the playoff situation right now. I know the owners wanted a 16-team playoff. I don't think the players are going to want to do that, and they don't have to do that. So I think the owners are trying to sweeten the pot, or they might already have sweetened this pot. But nevertheless, they've agreed to play baseball. It doesn't automatically mean there's going to be baseball because, oh, yeah, the coronavirus is spiking in a lot of baseball markets right now. They've also announced that there's going to be a designated hitter in the National League. The Sports Rage poll question of the night. Do you like the designated hitter coming to the National League, or do you think it's a stupid idea? We're going to break it down. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart steps up and in with some golf picks. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, late night edition of the Wicked Wednesday Sports Rage late night rolls on. I am Renzi. We're throwing it down. A lot of baseball news, including the designated hitter taking over the National League as baseball, as we know it, is over. Let's just call it the Major League Softball Association. Now it's like softball guy, fat DHs, and, you know, why don't we go back to the Chicago White Sox days where we wore shorts, although that was actually pretty cool, but could have been a lot of fun sliding. Wearing shorts. The Chicago White Sox have always been a whacked out organization. That's why the man that joins us right now is such a big fan of them. He loves his Cincinnati Reds baseball and his Chicago White Sox baseball. And as we stated, he's won so much. He's got more bread than a prison meatloaf right now in his pockets, joining us in the late night hours, putting together his RBC Heritage picks. We wonder, he gave us a six-pack earlier, but said, yeah, it'll probably be upwards of 18, 20, 22. I wonder how much clicking Cam Stewart has done. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Rex? You know, I'm with you, man. I don't know what it is. I like pitchers hitting. I know a lot of them can't, but it's nice. Remember Chris Owings? He was a guy who used to take everybody deep. There's some guy, Stroman's a good hitter. Like, I like to see a pitcher step up. Zach Greinke, a good hitter. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I like to differentiate between the leagues, and I like when the pitcher hits. But, hey, this is what these guys want. Yeah, you want lots of scoring. You said it. Fat DHs, like fat stacks. That's the way it's going these days. But I prefer the pitcher hitting.
Yeah, these guys are a bunch of morons because, look, they spend all this time, and they're always talking about how they want to speed the game up. So now they're going to add more offense to the game, you know, artificially. I had no problem. I understand the argument of the stupidity of, well, both leagues should have uniform rules, so to speak, because it is the same league. It is and it isn't. It is and it isn't. But that was what was cool. The quirk, I should say. I think that's the best word I was looking for. That was the special little quirks of baseball. And what do you prefer? You know, it's basically like Coke and Pepsi, right? Which one do you prefer? And I get it. Like, you can argue, well, nobody wants to see a pitcher strike out. Yet you take the pitcher out of the equation and you put a designated hitter in, and basically you can drink as many beers as Cam does on a Saturday night and manage a baseball game. You don't have to do anything. Like, you literally, if you're a manager, what is there to decide? There's nothing to decide. You decide your pitchers. But there's no, like, oh, man, do I got to take this guy out now? Or do I do a hit and run here? Do I do a double switch? Do I bring this guy in at first base and then move him over to the outfield? You actually have to think. Like, no offense to our boy John Gibbons, Cam, but Gibby can't manage in a National League with in.
Oh, and like, no.
Now he can. Now he can. Yeah, I like how you're like, oh, no. Like, imagine, like, gee, what do I do here? Hit and run? What, double switch? What's a double switch?
What? Well, I ran out of players. Oh, no, that's the thing. He'd run out of players. Like, he'd look at the lineup card and go, what the hell's going on? But you bring up a great point. Nobody even talks about that. These idiots talk about speeding up the game. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. And now you're going to have a DH who can actually rake. That's going to take more time for the game. And another thing, the argument about the pitcher. What about the guy at the bottom of the lineup? He's your slug hitter anyway. Some pitchers are better than an eight hitter, right? We're actually, some of these guys can actually hit. So I don't know what it is. I don't understand why everyone wants more runs, wants more stuff. It's one of the actually nice nuances of sport, watching a pitcher hit. And think about it. If he's spinning a gem, too, and he has like a double or a home run in a game or something, I think that's really special. And we don't have that stuff in sports anymore. So I say get bent to the designated hitter.
Another thing is, too, pitchers can hit. They just don't try to. Like, they literally can hit. They literally can. Like, most pitchers in Major League Baseball were their best player on their high school team and were, like, the third baseman and pitcher and hit, like, 70 home runs. And then usually in university, they hit as well, and they can hit pretty damn good. And trust me, I've seen these guys at batting practice on a daily basis. All right? They spend all day betting $100 who can hit, like, I'll put it in the third row of the bleachers. Oh, I'll hit it further. These guys can all put it over the wall, but it's like their teams don't want them to. They don't want them running the bases. They don't want them standing. They don't want them running a base pass. They don't want them swinging. But they're athletes, right? You're not just a pitcher. You're an athlete. I find it preposterous, actually, that baseball, we have these specialized positions now. You just throw and don't do anything else. All you do is hit. You don't do anything else. It was inevitable. We knew it was going to get to this day and age, Cam. It's freaking here. It is what it is. But before we get into the golf, just quickly, I'll ask you, because I really do believe this, and I don't have the numbers, Cam, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. Like, maybe if somebody can help us here, in the sense...
Don't ask me hard questions.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is over Yang and Soft Rock Matt's head, too, here. So basically, I know, remember I told you what the percentage of making the playoffs and winning the World Series was in a 162 game schedule as opposed to an 81 game schedule.
Yeah.
So I have the percentages right now. I have the percentages right now of teams to make the playoffs. All right. Teams to make the playoffs. In an 81 game season, but I don't in a 60 game season. And I was like, man, if I was good at math, I could just sort of figure it out. If it was like, if this is what it is for 81, then this is what it would be for 60. But you hear what I'm saying, Cam? It's a little over our head already.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, man. I just made some kettle corn on the stove, and, I got enough things going on, putting in the popcorn at the right time for the grease and not to burn the pan. Like, I got a lot of things going on right now, not just golf picks. But I will say this. I'm with you. But think about this. If Kansas City went from 1.1 to 14 in that, think about it, it would even be a better percentage for a worse team. So the number that you take, say a team went from 1 to 14 or 3.5 to 19, it would probably be around 22 or 23%, I'm thinking, with the 20 games. It would be even – that's what – basically the formula tells you, take more dogs.
I'm thinking we add like 2-3%. So instead of 14%, it's 17% type thing.
17, you know what I mean? Yeah. 19, 22.
In that range. But I like how I brought up something and somehow you brought up, hey, I'm cooking popcorn. I don't know. You're like
I'm a master, Gabe, but I'll tell you, for all you people that buy microwave popcorn, don't do it. Kettle corn's the only way to go. Very simple. Oil, hot pot. Original salt and pepper, just like the movies, buddy. Butter, pearls. That's how you roll. Microwave popcorn's for turkeys.
Grew up on that stuff. The old, I know. So you make popcorn yourself. Like, you've got like the, you got the pot and everything. Actually, make it like real popcorn. The pot.
Yeah, and a pot.
Now, for me, as a kid, a cool invention was the old Jiff Pop stick over.
Oh yeah, I love Jiff Pop.
He pops not bad. Microwave popcorn sucks. You're right. Microwave popcorn blows. It's like frozen pizza. You think it's good when you buy it. It smells okay when you make it. Ooh. And that's the thing. Let's be real. You microwave popcorn. It's, oh, man, I want microwave popcorn right now. And then you have, like, bites of it, and it dissolves in your mouth. Like you said, it's not even popcorn. You know what the hell? It's like Simpsons. Shakes. You don't know what the hell you're getting. I don't even know what I mean.
You got it, buddy. Not the thing. Yeah, it sticks to the side. It's just like the phone. You don't need that crap. You don't need that crap. No, I learned you got to go old school. It's like we talk about with the National League versus the DH, buddy. We're just old school guys, but everybody wants to go in a different direction. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, that's the thing. Ooh, everybody wants change, right? Oh, we're going to change this and change that, make it better. It's fine, all right? It's not like a bunch of new people are going to start watching baseball because you added a designated hitter right now.
Exactly.
You're going to piss people off. You're pissing me off already. All right. So we'll get Cam's golf picks on the other side. We'll bring Babano in so Babano can say hi to Cam. And then we'll let Cam get back to his popcorn. And we, I know. He's been winning so much, so I don't even have to ask. He's putting butter on that. Big brick.
Oh, definitely.
Melt the butter. Big brick of melted butter. Pour it all over on top. If you're winning, you'd be putting margarine. I've done it. We've all done the popcorn.
So true.
Not bad.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Renzi. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates wherever you are joining us. Baseball looks like it's coming back, and it looks like July 19th could be that date. Our live chat is popping off. Shout out to Sooner Lisa in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, of course, is the place to be right now, as Cam Stewart would say, just like Sports Grid. Oklahoma yes. is the place to be. They're already lining up outside for the big rally this weekend. It's going to be the mother of all protests this weekend. And Mike Gundy is fighting for his professional life right now. As Gundy's on the ropes, and Lincoln Riley's just thinking, yeah, we'll just keep dominating this state for another 50 years. But that's besides the point. We'll get to that. So listen, baseball could be back, and I'm just getting excited about some of the prospects of some of these long shots. And just for the record, Cam, because I know you played a ticket a little while ago with the Toronto Blue Jays to win the division. So here we've got the numbers right now, as opposed to the Toronto Blue Jays in a regular season coming into this year, and this is courtesy of FanGraphs, as we all know. Very, very big baseball nerds, baseball geeks.
Yep.
So these guys' Weird. Numbers, they're on top of it. Speaking of which, let's bring Babano in. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Ian Cameron. Babano.
Babano. Babano. Wow.
Do we have Babano? I thought he was the one that said nerds. I thought
not
I don't
me,
know, I guess
nerd.
It was you. Oh, it was you. All right. I thought it was nerd. Babano hopping up and in. I was informed we have Babano, but evidently we don't.
We do. So, yeah. I'm here. What's up, boys? How are you?
Yeah, there
pretty
you
good,
are, Babano.
Pretty good.
Congratulations to the red hot Cam Stewart on nailing Daniel Berger last week, 70-1. And Cam, I'm happy for you because I know you know day after day. You have some tough beats, and you keep on swinging for the fences, and I'm glad you got one there.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good couple of weeks, Gabe. And I got to tell you, before we get into the golf, too, I get this message. It's like, come down to your door. And it's our old friend Gargon. And Gargon brought me over some Polish vodka because we were talking about vodka on the show before, you know, like Stoli, when you got the mid-grade paycheck, you know, you go to Kettle One when you're rolling like Fat Stacks does. So, yeah, Gargon told me to try this Polish vodka. I got to be honest with you, I had a drunk tonight, just the kettle corn. But, man, I'm going to crack that baby open on the weekend and get wild.
Well, you see, it's just everything's coming up, Cam. Well, while the world falls apart for everybody in 2020, Cam's like living the life. Cam's killing it. Like June 2020 will be known in the history books like 100 years from now in the horrible June 2020. Cam's going to look back. That was one of the best months of my life.
Financially.
Oh, hopefully it is. All right, so we've got Babano. I used to, you know, we thought Babano hung up on us after we introduced him. And when I said, speaking of nerds, but back to my point here about the baseball nerds and the baseball geeks. Mm. So the Toronto Blue Jays in 162 game schedule coming into this year. All right. According to FanGraphs, had a 0.0% chance of winning the division. A 0.8% chance, 0.8% chance of winning the wild card. 0.9% of making the playoffs overall, and a 0% chance of winning the World Series. All right, let's skip all the way to, let's see what they say in an 81 game. Let's hear an 81 game situation or proposal here. Ooh, you're going to like this. See, suddenly the Toronto Blue Jays have a 5% chance of winning the division, an 11% chance of the wild card, a 16% chance of making the playoffs. You see like how everything changes? And listen, the other numbers we talked about were ESPN. I would say that FanGraphs is much more accurate, right? Because they don't play around. A bunch of, you know what I'm saying? These guys aren't playing around. So I'm just saying, we'll go over the numbers, but, you know, the Jays 100-1 right now. It's a battle. Going to get the Cam's golf pick so we can get him out of here so we can have his popcorn. What's one team you're looking at, Babano, was a long shot. One baseball long shot that you're looking at in a six-game format right now.
Well, and keep in mind, too, about making the playoffs odds, we're looking at probably a 16-team playoff this year if we have a season. That's what's being talked about. So there's going to be an even greater opportunity because of the increased field of teams that are going to be involved, which could enhance, you know, the opportunity for a team like the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm going to stick with the Tampa Bay Rays, Morency. I like them, and I talked about them months ago, you know, prior to the MLB season as a team that I thought could be dangerous. And I like Tampa Bay because they do things fundamentally well. You know, 1-9, they're not a star-laden lineup, but they put the ball in play. They don't have a lot of swing and miss up and down their lineup. They work counts. They take pitches. They have patient at-bats. They make contact. They're very good defensively as a team. They're, I think, starting rotation. I think if Blake Snell can have a bounce-back year to anchor that group, they're going to be strong. Kevin Cash, give him credit. He's made actually this brand new little phenomenon here of, you know, first innings spot starter, and he's made it work. So the Rays definitely a team that I'm interested in.
Can't argue. Can't argue. All right. All right, Cam. So let's get into the golf picks right now and tell us right now, it's a late night hours. It's like, you know, a big tournament. You're coming off a win right now. Very, very critical. The decisions that you make, you know, right now and over the next couple hours, obviously very critical. I know you're getting your popcorn ready. You're getting ready. You got your gambling hat on, your pencil out. You got your, all right, don't forget about this guy. Don't forget about that guy. All right, so what are we looking at, Cam? RBC Heritage.
It's funny you know me so well. You're right, Morency. When I lose money, I used to use the 99-cent butter, and I upgraded to artificial margarine. Now I got the real nice butter. You're absolutely correct. Let's rock. We're going to start things off with Webb Simpson at 23-1. I like the bounce back factor. Somebody on FanDuel smashed this guy. He was 30. And when I saw it down to 23, I'm like, who's got the stones to put like a couple grand up on this guy? Well, somebody did. And watch out. This is a perfect course for Webb Simpson. So watch out, guys. He could bounce back at 23-1. guys I like in the mid-tier, it's tough. I had to leave Patrick Reed off because we can't bet on everybody. He played great last week. But two guys at 30-1, Sun Jae-im, I tell you, he's the Morenci of the golf tour, week in, week out, shows up for work, ready to rock. Here I am. Give me my paycheck. I'm another top five, another top 10. I just keep rolling. He's an ATM machine, and he's won and getting confidence. He will do really, really well at this course where ball striking is very important. That's the thing. Guys, you keep it in play. It's not a very long course, guys. So this is another thing. If you're going to take a couple flyers, this is the place to do it. I'll give you a course history, too. There was a guy called Soshi Kodora. He won this tournament at 200-1. Barely anybody knew who he was. It was crazy. So you can get some long shot winners at Harbortown. Justin Rose played great last week. Got to put him in the portfolio at 30-1. I think he's got the perfect game, all the shots in the bag to get it done. Kevin Kisner, hometown type of game for him, home game. You got to bet on these guys. 45, watch out for double K. Kevin Kisner, he's very, very good. And played better last week. A couple bad holes really set him back, but he was in the mix for a while. And two bombs for you. Jason, is it Coke? Is it crack? It's Coke crack combined, the parlay. Jason Coke crack almost got into the playoff last week at 70-1. This guy's actually flying under the radar, one of the biggest ball hitters, and he keeps it straight. Watch out. If he gets his putter going, people are going to be really happy if he can cash in with the same number of burger. And Joel Damon from Washington State University, the Cougar, he wears the big hat that I do, 40 sunblock, given to me at 70-1, Gabe. And for all the guys out there, I also, like Brent, he had a vision about dates in the NBA. Victor Hovland might be getting a look at 70-1, too. If you guys got extra money in the account to sprinkle, that is a very good price, even $5 or $10. You bet $10, you get $700. Watch out for the young Oklahoma State Cowboy. He ain't Mike Gundy. He's Victor Hovland.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, they play golf. They play better golf than they do football. Let's be real.
Yes, they do.
Gabe and
yes,
Cam, I got to jump in here and ask Cam about one golfer that one of my golf guys actually recommended to me. Cam, what do you think of him? He's a bit of a longer shot golfer this weekend. Oh yeah, wait a minute, Mr. Post and JT Poston. He's a guy that my golf guy likes him a lot. I think he's got some kind of good history with this course. Was he on your radar, Cam? JT Poston.
Yeah, I usually, you know what I do, Babano, kind of like I look at course history a little bit. I'm not like a total math geek. You know, I look at the daily roto numbers, and those guys crunch numbers. I have my own numbers and the eye test, but usually throw 20 or 25 guys down and whittle it down because you can't bet on everybody. You know, Poston's good. Poston's a good top 10, top 20 bet because you're going to get him at fat odds. And another guy, guys, if you're looking for two real big bombs at top 10s and top 20s, watch out for a guy named Matthew Neesmith. He's from South Carolina, 241. And Luke List won on the other tour last week. He's getting promoted to the PGA Tour. Confidence breeds success. 140-1 on Luke List. Good for top 10 and top 20s, Morenci.
There we go. Luke List is on my list of best golfers in life.
Karaoke night with Babano here. What do you think of Ty Hatton, Cam, top 10? Little sleeper here. Ty Hatton, top 10.
Love it. I did my show with Blessing. Blessing loves Ty Hatton to win this tournament at 55 or 60-1. I'm going to sprinkle on the top 10. I think you can get him at probably plus 550, 6-1. That's a very good bet. I don't know Ty Hatton's form, Gabe, but he's a world-class golfer, and that's a great number for a top 10.
You know what? Corey Connors, too, in the top 10. Corey Connors could be a sleeper. Our boy Gokester's asking
he's
about
good.
Him in the chat. And we'll let you get to your prop board. Catch you on Game Time Decisions.
Have a good one, guys.
Follow Cam. He's got his picks on Twitter at Cam Stewart Live.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, great up with Cam Stewart. Cam's crushing the pop on it overnight hours. Getting ready for the RBC Heritage coming off his big burger barbecue party last week in which he cashed 70-1 with Daniel Berger. We'll get you some top-hand props before we're done. We gave you Bryce DeChambeau last plus 280 top head. Our boy Gogster in the chat was Corey Connors, Babano, and Corey Connors could be live as well for a top 10 finish You know, it's really hard to win a golf tournament. It's hard, like, you know, you got 100, especially this week. I think they're up to 150 guys or something like that. There's like an expanded field. It's hard to pick one guy, but that top 10, you can sometimes get a pretty nice number for a top 10. Even you get a nice number for a top 20 sometimes as well, Babano. I like those golf props. That's what I'm going to be taking a look at here. I like Brendan Grace, actually, as a top 10. He's like plus 500, too. It's not bad. Pretty good odds for a top 10.
Yeah, those odds aren't bad. Corey Connors had a good tournament last week in the return to the PGA Tour. He was very consistent start to finish. You wouldn't have known it, though, if you watched the TV coverage. Did CBS show the guy once during the third round and the final round? Hello, he was in the, you know, was right there on the front page of the leaderboard for a little bit, but never even saw the guy, you know, on any hole. But nevertheless, he was in good form. Yep.
Yeah, no, he is good form in golf is kind of weird, right? Because, you know, it often doesn't carry over from one week into the other. And other times, a guy will be terrible one week, and he'll play well. Look, like last week, everybody loved Webb Simpson. I fell for it. All the numbers guys and all the hardcore golf guys and the data guys. And Webb Simpson was like one of the guys that came up the most as far as the algorithms were concerned. And look, Webb Simpson, he struggled last week. Now suddenly, Babano, you don't hear one person picking Webb Simpson besides Cam. Cam's going back to the well with him. And I'm going to get a piece of him as well because nobody's talking about him this week. So one thing I've learned about golf, nobody ever wins back-to-back weeks. It's extremely rare. And if you're, it's same with any sport, Babano. Like, you know, like football, we all, you know, people chase what happened. Well, last week they did this in their last game. If you're betting what they did in their last game, you're going to lose the next game, buddy. Because it's a different course, it's a different state, it's a different scenario, it's a different type of grass, it's a different everything. And golf is really like that. It's just so erratic. I have fun with golf. I don't go crazy with it. I sprinkle a couple of props. I'll take one or two guys to win a tournament, and I'll hope for the best. But let's get into the baseball, Babano. And I like where you're going right now. The numbers we're using, FanDuel, Tampa Bay Rays, plus 1,700. It doesn't mean the Dodgers and the Yankees can't win in a 60-game season, but it takes away a lot of their advantages, guys. And I've stressed this before. Last year in a 50-game stretch, the Washington Nationals went 19-31. Excuse me. And the San Francisco Giants went like 35-15 or 34-16 or something like that. So erratic things can happen. It takes away the advantage of the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. Somewhat to an extent, the Houston Astros as well. But there's no value, Babano. Anyways, you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy to bet it at plus 380 in a 60-game season or in a 162-game season. So the Dodgers are plus 380. The Yankees are now plus 400. Pass. Astros, plus 800. What about the Braves, Babano? Plus 1,400. You buying into the Braves, or are they still just a little bit too young for you? Plus 1,400
Yeah, I don't
Braves.
Mind the Braves. Yeah, I don't mind the Braves in terms of that, because they got a little bit of a taste of the postseason last year, and though it didn't end well for them at all in that series against the Cardinals, they still had a situation where they got the exposure, they got the experience of it. They can be better off for it. I like the Rays. You know, from a long shot perspective, I'm looking at Tampa first and foremost, because I like them going into the season as a long shot. And I think the fact that it's going to be a open playing field here, this is going to be essentially a sprint to the finish if we end up playing. And all it takes, you know, is going to be that one great month, one and a half great months of baseball. Like, look at your example of the San Francisco Giants, Gabe. It's so true. I mean, they were awful for the first third of the season. Then they went on that 34-16 run and got themselves right to the edge of the wild card race again. And then they fell off the cliff all over again, you know, in the final third of the season. You know, all it takes is just to have that one little chunk, that one little segment of the season where you can put together, you know, that 30-20 type of run. That's what it's going to take for you to put yourself in a position to make the playoffs. I look at Tampa as a team that can do it. I look at maybe the White Sox, an improving team that might be able to do it this year. You look at maybe an Oakland Athletics, perhaps an LA Angels. I know Mike Trout is chomping at the bit, Gabe, to get into the playoffs finally. I think they've improved the rotation. The Angels have. They've got a little bit more protection for him with Anthony Rendon. I think there's a lot to like with them as well. So those are just some of the teams I'm looking at. And you're absolutely right. I have no interest in any futures bet with the Yankees, the Astros, or any of the chalk, because this is going to be a more wide open playing field. And it's not going to be a foregone conclusion that the most talented teams are going to rise to the top just because they have that talent.
The teams that have the biggest, the teams that benefit the most from this format, all right? And this is from FanGraphs, and it's 162 games versus 81 games, essentially. All right, so these are the teams that benefit the most. The Texas Rangers playoff chances go up 17%, Babano. So the Texas Rangers have a 17% better chance suddenly of making the playoffs than they did before. This is with a 10-team playoff format too, because that 16 is not confirmed yet. Angels, you mentioned the Angels. Listen, the Angels are flawed, but at 35-1 is pretty good value, and that's what I like about this, Babano. It's sort of like golf betting right now. We can take a 6-pack of teams and still make money, right? Like you could put, let's say you take 5 teams, put $100 on each team. Like you put $100 on the D-Rays, whatever, man, you're getting $1,800 back if they win. You put $100 on the New York Mets, you're getting $2,300 back if they win. Like if they're, you know, teams, listen, they're all alive. It's not like the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Astros aren't alive suddenly. But from a betting standpoint, you know, I don't know. The White Sox are trendy, but they're not good enough ultimately. I'm looking in this range of, I like that Rays pick at 17-1. The Mets are real dangerous, even without Noah Syndergaard. Their staff is still good. In a shortened season, the Mets could go on a run. The Phillies are dangerous at 25-1. The Phillies have a ton of talent, but out. Phillies have a ton of talent. I'm telling you, like in a six, no one really
the
likes
back
the Phillies.
End of their rotation. The back end of their rotation and their bullpen scares me. But other than that, there's a lot to like.
They can mash though, and you know. They have a new manager. They got a more experienced manager. They're almost like the Yankees now. It's like South New York, so to speak. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of dangerous teams suddenly. Like, you know, like I said, like the Mets, the problem with the Mets is the Mets are good. But if any team's going to get coronavirus or something weird will happen to them, it'll be the Mets. So, like, whatever weird will happen, it'll happen to the Mets. So you can almost just write the Mets off. You brought up Oakland. They're not sexy, but at 25-1, they're a solid team, right? Like they can beat anybody on any given day. The Philadelphia Phillies can beat anybody on any given day. St. Louis Cardinals can beat anybody on any given day in this format. The Indians, I know the data likes the Indians, but let me just rattle off these other teams that sort of percentages. Texas Rangers, 17% better chance. Angels, 17%. White Sox, 16%. Toronto Blue Jays, 15%. Kansas City Royals, 14%. Rockies, 13%. And Pirates, 12%. So you see, it helps like bad teams. But the Pirates aren't winning, Babano. I don't care if we play an 8-game season. The Pirates aren't winning. So,
yeah,
like, I'm not.
Two teams that I'm willing to write off right away and just say, you know what? A lot of teams are going to get a chance, but two teams that are absolutely not going to get a chance. I don't care if it was a 3-game format or a 10-game format and they played it in my backyard. They still wouldn't have a chance. I'm talking about the Pirates and I'm talking about the Orioles. I think those are two teams that are just, they're in rebuild mode. The pitching is just a disaster in both of those teams.
The Mariners are worse than the Orioles. I think they'll be worse. And I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah, they're on the downward trend. I agree there, too. Yep.
The Orioles are bad, but they have a couple young dudes and stuff. The Orioles can cause problems for, like, 2 weeks or something. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you look at baseball history, guys, there's been a lot of bad baseball teams that have started the season, you know, 22-6. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Remember the Mets a couple years ago. The Mets started off, like, 11-0 or something like that. They were 12-0 or 13-1, and it was a disaster season after. Like, the wheel completely fell off. And I'm not saying the Orioles win, but I'm just saying, I hear what you're saying. I'm discounting them, but I'm looking at the mid-tier teams here, and the mid-tier, St. Louis Cardinals, 25-1, good value. The Reds are going to become trendy. The Reds aren't really going to do it. The Cubs, I don't know. The Angels, I sort of was looking at, but Babano, no. From a sheer betting value perspective, Babano, The Toronto Blue Jays at 100-1 is the best value number. And I know betting value can put you in the poorhouse, but come on, bro, at 100-1 in a 60-game season, they got a bunch of young dudes that can crush the baseball. They can get hot for 2 months. They could totally, and their pitching staff is a lot better than people realize. They got a bunch of young studs. They got Ryu now. They're going to be a competitive baseball team. They wouldn't be over 6 months. They get exposed, Babano. They're young. They'd get hurt. They'd get exposed. They'd go through slumps. I don't know. Through six, dude, it's 8 weeks, Babano. For all we know, Vladimir Guerrero will hit 23 home runs in 8 weeks. Like, he might get hot. And, like, they're a dangerous team at 100-1. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, with that, with the core group that they have, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Kevin Biggio, Bo Bichette, you've got Nate Pearson, who's probably going to get a look at the rotation. You got Hyunjin Ryu. And let's not forget Matt Shoemaker, okay? People are going to laugh when I say that. They shouldn't. He was pitching really good in the first month he was a Jay last year. He gets injured. His season's over. He's going to be back. He's motivated. He's chomping at the bit. So I think that pitching's going to be underrated. The bullpen, I think, could be better, take a step forward. And that lineup could absolutely smash this year for the Jays. There's a lot to like with them, and I agree with you. From a value standpoint, it's there. I got to get this in before the break. I'll be quick here. This is my vent my rage portion. This was a bad day for MLB media. I mean, this is all a rush to get people to get clicks, views, and eyeballs to your story instead of getting it right, getting it factual. I'm seeing your Bob Nightingales and John Heymans of the world tweeting, we have an agreement here with the players and the owners. No, you don't. We've got we've furthered the discussion. Things are progressing, but there was no agreement whatsoever. And all it is just trying to get people to read your story. You know, you're not paying attention to getting it right and factual. These are supposed to be MLB sources and insiders, Gabe. It was just a bad day for reporting what was actually going on in these negotiations.
A little bit of a rush. You know, listen, John Heyman, you're right. I can't disagree with Bano in the sense that they're all saying it matter-of-factly, and it's not matter-of-factly. And the Major League Baseball Players Association official Twitter account tweeted out, this isn't factual. They said no agreement has been signed. I think what it is, though, Babano, the players don't have a choice, all right? The owners, and hang in here, Babano, we'll just take a quick break, but the owners can force them to play 60 games. Where I think the negotiating is going on, where they say we don't have a full agreement, is that 16 teams in the playoffs. From what I hear, the players don't want to do it because it just benefits the owners. So they're like, screw the owners. Like, well, why are we going to help these guys now, make them more money? We're going to stick to 10. More Babano on the other side, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Trey's late night continues. I am Renzi throwing it down overnight. Bring it. Vent your rage. Babano with us for a couple of more moments. We had to let Cam Stewart go a couple of minutes ago so he could get back to his popcorn. Meanwhile, Babano's soup is getting cold. His late night soup. Because, you know, even if he was having a nice bowl of soup before he went to bed, he wouldn't admit it because he knows that we talk about it for years. That's why he's never even brings up. Like, Babano's been to like 3 or 4 soup festivals since the old days. Gets all defensive. Wow, why would I tell you guys? Yeah, I was there. I'm not going to bring it up. You know what he asked me. And we're like, why didn't you bring it up? But it's too hot out right now. It's the summertime. So even Babano,
exactly.
You don't even have soup. Yeah. Like,
exactly. Contrary to popular belief, soup's not the only food I eat. And you're right. The next 2 days is not exactly the right time of year to be drinking soup when it's going to be 90 degrees here in Ontario in a few days. Yeah, not a good combo.
Yeah, I just figure, Babano, you're a soup, beer, and like warm milk guy. I still think like you mix in a warm milk every
oh,
now
warm
and
milk?
Then.
Hell no. No, it's got to be ice cold. You know what I like an ice cold glass of milk with, Gabe? Like a dark chocolate or milk chocolate bar or anything chocolate with an ice cold glass of milk. You put the combination of those two things together, it's one of the best combos, food and drink, I think, out there, other than alcohol and liquor, that is.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the milk and cookies have always been kind of a popular combination, Babano, over the years. Yep. All right, we're going to give you your last word here. If you had any rage or anything you want to get off your chest, but you told us you like milk and a chocolate bar. But that's interesting nevertheless. Good stuff, Babano, as always. Thanks. Thanks for joining. You can find Babano on Twitter, at Babano. And, hey, hopefully we'll have NHL soon to start breaking down. Camp's supposed to start July 10th. We'll see. But there's actually a story about a bunch of players in Arizona testing positive for coronavirus.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
keep your eye on that. But, Gabe, Wednesday nights with you on Sports Rage. It's good to have it back. See ya.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues, level two. Vent your rage. Bring it.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.